الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Our beloved Rasul has mentioned that whoever reads the Ruza Pak in abundance will be closest to me on the day of Qiyamah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. We will be continuing with the series, Evil of Society. And in this series, we highlight the common evil that are committed by people in society. And these evils are being committed are not even considered as evil because they have become so common and many people are affected. Just like in the previous series we spoke about backbiting, which has become so common and many people did not realize, I'm sure after the series they realized how serious this evil is. Inshallah we will be talking about some other common evils and you'll be shocked to realize how many of us are affected. So viewers of Madni channel, inshallah, we will continue the series after Naat Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then we will continue with this topic, inshallah, azza wa jal.
Sallallahu alayka ya Rasulullah wa sallam alayka ya Habibullah. चमक तुझसे पाते हैं सब पानी वाले, चमक तुझसे पाते हैं सब पानी वाले, चमक तुझसे पाते हैं सब
में ना कहाँ
پانی والے.
Dear viewers of Madni Channel, these evils of society, if left uncontrolled, will exacerbate the downward spiral towards spiritual darkness. In order to curb this trend and correct the people of the world, Shaykh-e-Tariqat, Amir-e-Ahl-e-Sunnat, founder of Dawat-e-Islami, Hazrat Allama Maulana Abu Bilal, Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Razvi, Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya, has initiated Madni In'amat. This Madni In'amat is a great weapon for us to recognize these common evils that are prevailing in society. Because if we do not identify the evils, we will start acting upon it, and we will also become part of the people who are spiraling towards spiritual darkness. By practicing on Madni In'amat, all conscious Muslims who are worried about the hereafter have an opportunity to correct themselves. Alhamdulillah, there are Madni In'amat for men with 72 questions and for our Islamic sisters with 63 questions. And Alhamdulillah, one of the questions, question number 38 in Madni In'amat states, today, do you make an effort to refrain from lying, backbiting, tail-bearing, being jealous, having pride, and breaking promises? Now, we, Alhamdulillah, in this evil of society, the one we will be talking about today is the evil of lying. And lying, I'm sure you will realize, is something that has become so common that people involved in lying do not even consider lying as a major sin. And yet we know that it is a major sin. And you find that many people, sometimes we are also involved, maybe we are lying on a daily basis, maybe many times in a day. The reason is because it's so common, we do not recognize it as a major sin. And this is one of the evils of society that causes lots of harms. And inshallah, Azza wa Jal, today we will be discussing this, and inshallah, we will continue with this. And I would like to welcome. So my dear viewers of Madni Channel, as we have mentioned that this lying is a major sin, and we know in Islam we've got what's called Guna Kabira and Guna Sagira. So this lying is considered Guna Kabira, that means a major sin. And in Tafsir Na'imi by Mufti Ahmad Yarqan Na'imi Rahmatullah Alayhi, he mentions that the ultimate major sin is shirk. Shirk means associating partners with Allah Azza wa Jal. And the ultimate minor sin is to have bad thought, badgumani. And everything in between is defined as major when compared to a sin of minor degrees. But it also mentions, we're talking about Hadhrat Mufti Ahmad Yarqan Na'im Rahmatullah Alayhi, he said, sin depends on the person as well. Because the guna committed by us, it can be minor, but for a very pious person, this minor sin can also be considered as major sin. So therefore, we have to recognize that lying is a major sin. And also is mentioned in the Hadith of Pak, that even minor sins, if it's committed regularly, it can be classed as a major sin. So inshallah, we will find out exactly what is the cause of this sin spreading. Inshallah, brother, if you can explain.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله. Madi Islam Brothers and viewers of Madi Channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, as our Islam we have been discussing about this great evil of society, lies, which has reached almost every corner of the world, every part of every continent, country, province, city, home. People are speaking lies. It comes to a narration. Hazrat Sayyidina Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the beloved of Allah Azza wa Jalla, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, has mentioned, truthfulness conveys a person towards righteousness.
Subhanallah.
Truthfulness conveys a person towards righteousness. And righteousness conveys a person towards Jannah.
Subhanallah. In other words, leads to Jannah.
Leads to Jannah.
Subhanallah. Subhanallah.
A person habitually speaks the truth till he is recorded by Allah Azza wa Jal as a Siddiq. Falsehood conveys a person towards evil. And evil conveys a person towards the fire of Jahannam.
Allah.
A person habitually speaks lies till he is recorded by Allah Azza wa Jalla as a liar. So this is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, in Muslim Sharif.
Subhanallah. Subhanallah. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the beautiful medium and wasila of his most beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and through the wasila of all Anbiya-i-Kiram, Awliya-i-Azam, Allah Ta'ala protect us against this disease which is causing big destruction to our spiritual world and spiritual life.
Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu has narrated, whoever possesses the following four signs shows the sign of munafiq. One is when he or she speaks, tells a lie. The second one is when they make a promise, they break it. The third one is whenever they make any contract, they don't fulfill it. And the fourth one is when they argue and fight, they use foul languages, bad languages. So this is in Sahih Bukhari. From this hadith, we know that one of the signs of a munafiq is a lie, person who lies.
Very true, that is true. And it is very famous hadith sharif, alhamdulillah, everybody knows it. That. And whoever got any of those four signs in him, it will be called that he has or possesses one of the signs of nifaq, hypocrisy.
When people lie, I think actually this is a spiritual sickness. When a person, he feels he's confident, and whenever he gives his message, he feels that his message is the most truthful message. And even if somebody tries to prove him wrong, then he tries in somewhat to lie so that he gets the message as truth coming towards the other person. So it becomes an internal sickness, a spiritual sickness, that no matter what it takes, he has to get the message over to the next person as a truth, but he makes him several lies to make it a truth.
That means he keeps having to cover up, you have to speak more and more lies.
There are many, many ayat-e Qur'aniya, holy verses of glorious Qur'an, which condemn and prohibit of speaking lies. And our Islamic brother, he spoke earlier on beautiful hadith sharif of Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, narrated by Sayyidina Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu. I will quote few verses of glorious Quran, from glorious Quran. Firstly, from Surah Isra Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stated, he says, وَلَا تَقْفُ مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٍ. Allah ta'ala says, don't pursue anything of which you have no knowledge. Another place Allah Ta'ala says, مَا يَلْفِذُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. صدق الله العظيم. Surah Qaf Sharif, ayah number 18. The meaning of the beautiful words of this ayat kareema goes as follows. He doesn't utter a single word. Who doesn't utter? Be anybody. He doesn't utter a single word without there being a watcher with him, ever ready.
Allah.
So we come to know from these ayat kareema that Allah Ta'ala said, don't pursue anything of which you have no knowledge, and thus you must not be committing, talking lies or anything. But we must remember Sharia, our Sharia is very balanced, alhamdulillah, natural Sharia. Sharia gives details of each and everything. In the light of Hadith Sharif, ulama, they have concluded there are certain places, certain times where a person is allowed to speak lies. Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayh, in his very famous book, is called Riyadus Salihin Sharif, he has put one chapter about this thing, meaning that lies that are lawful. Mm-hmm. In that there are some lies which are allowed to talk if time and circumstances permit you to do so. And he gave a very beautiful explanation, and he says that although lying is essentially prohibited, but we must remember it is permitted in certain situations with certain conditions. Speech in itself is a means to certain objectives. Why we talk? Why we speak in this world? There is some object, some purpose. So he says the speech in itself is a means of to certain objectives. Lying is prohibited in every good objective that can be achieved without lying. For example, you have to do something or you have to speak something about someone or something, and you can do that, you can perform that thing without talking lies, then lying is prohibited over there in that particular place. So furthermore, he says, but if it cannot be achieved except with lying, you got any good objective, but you have to get it, and you can't get it without lying, then what you must do? Lying will be permitted. Then lying will be permitted. If the achievement of that objective is lawful, lying will be lawful. If the achievement of that objective is obligatory, lying will be obligatory. So, he is giving examples, some examples. So, if a Muslim conceals himself from a tyrant who wants to kill him or take away his property, another person is asked about him or his property, it is obligatory on this person to lie as to his whereabouts or the location of his property.
In other words, you're saying everything depends on the intention, niyyah.
Yes. So it is your intention and your beautiful causes. And alhamdulillah, as Muslim, our each and every step supposed to be in a good cause. So we are protected by Sharia, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does cover and protect us. So for example, one brother, somebody wanted to kill him. For example, Mr. Zaid, Mr. Bakr, Mr. Khalid, Mr. so and so, whoever be. One tyrant, zalim person, he wants to kill him for nothing. Or maybe this person had exposed his some evil deeds or evil things, and this tyrant wants to kill him. And you saw that Mr. So-and-so is running in front of you, and he went in particular room and he is hidden. You know exactly where he is. But this tyrant person came to you and asked, brother, did you see so and so running this side and coming this side? You saw him hiding, but you say, sorry, I don't know. So it is looking like you are lying. You know him, but you concealing him. So it is not this thing. And like that, similarly, if he has a trust that was placed with him and a tyrant want to take it away, it is obligatory on him to lie about its whereabouts. Alhamdulillah. The best precaution in this regard is for him to reply in such terms whereby he will not be telling a lie while at the same time he will not be revealing the truth. That is called in Arabic terminology is called tawriya. It is called tawriya. Like when Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he did break the idol, so everybody started blaming Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. It is none other than you have broken this thing. So what Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam did after breaking all the idols, he took the axe and hang it in the biggest idol's neck. And he said, no, I didn't break it, the biggest one has broken it. So he used the word the biggest one. So the appearance of the word was going to the biggest idol. But some Mufassirin-e-Kiram, they said, he referred the biggest one in none other than Allah Ta'ala.
Okay, now the thing you mentioned about sometimes you permitted to lie, but sometimes you may find two friends are not talking.
Yes.
Maybe husband and wife not talking.
Yes.
And now to break that ice, you can lie. That person maybe didn't tell you anything. He's praising you. That he spoke well
so
about you.
So they can build a relationship.
Yeah.
Yes.
So your intention is to break the relationship.
I was just thinking when you mentioned about the Quran ayat, whereby he mentioned the translation that there will be a watcher with him, ever ready. That means somebody is recording all the time. That if you look at our tune recording angels, there is a watcher over him.
Yes.
Our tune recording angels are watching over him. They are also writing. Our Rabb Allah Tabarakul is all hearing, all knowing. So when the person is lying, definitely it's a sickness. It's a spiritual sickness.
Yes, very
it's
true.
It's definitely a spiritual sickness. A person lies, yet he has the iman that the twin recording angels are writing. Yet he has the iman, my Allah Ta'ala is all hearing. Yet he has the iman, my Allah Ta'ala is all seeing. Yet he has the iman, my Allah Ta'ala is all knowing. He knows all these things.
Yes.
But yet he knows the angels are writing, and on the day of Qiyamah, he has to come in the bargah of Rabb Allah Ta'ala. He has to come in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. His deeds of books will be presented to him undoubtedly. Undoubtedly his deeds of books is going to be presented to him. He has to read out on the plains of Qiyamah, in the bargah of Allah Ta'ala, to all the creation, to all the people, and so much of lies will be in his book of deeds.
And on top of that, all very open ayat-e-kareema, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala irshad farmata Quran Paak mein, la'natullahi 'alal kaazibin. Allah ki lanat barasti hai jhooton par.
There's one ayat in Surah Qaf. I'll read it. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ وَنَعْلَمُ مَا تُوَسْوِسُ بِهِ نَفْسُهُ وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. And then what our brother have mentioned, إِذْ يَتَلَقَّ الْمُتَلَقِّيَانِ عَنِ الْيَمِينِ وَعَنِ الشِّمَالِ قَائِدٌ. Talking about what you said, one angel sitting on the right shoulder. Qa'id means sitting. One on the right shoulder, one on the left shoulder. And here, وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. I am closer to that person than his jugular vein. So Allah Azza wa Jal knows exactly what you are saying. That means you are lying, and Allah Azza wa Jal is saying in the Holy Quran that I know everything that you are saying. Nothing is hidden, as you mentioned also.
You know, I was just thinking about the one example Amir Lassun mentioned in his booklet. That The arrow of a bow may miss its target, but the words of a tongue never miss its target.
Allah.
This piece of meat, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, Rabb Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gave us this piece of meat, Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, and this piece of meat, which is our tongue.
Yes.
Without this piece of meat, undoubtedly, we definitely will not be able to converse, we will not be able to talk, we will not be able to basically communicate via voice, via sound. But yet this small piece of meat, it speaks so much of lies.
Mm-hmm.
It puts the human body into trouble. And it's one narration that comes in mind that the entire body makes dua in the court of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. It says, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, save, if our tongue is safe for the day, the entire body is safe for the day. But if the tongue is not safe for the day, that means the tongue speaks the wrong thing, the lies, the backbiting, the tail-bearing, etc., etc., and the entire body is in trouble. So
dear viewers of Madhi Channel, this point that made now regarding the tongue, where the rest of the body is, plead virtue to the tongue to be careful, because of this one piece of flesh, we will all get into trouble. And there's also another hadith mentioned, and this was mentioned by Hazrat Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif, that when a person tells a lie, a terrible smell comes out from his mouth, and the angels run a distance of 1 mile from the liar. Imagine this bad smell. So therefore we need to understand how much a problem is for the person who lies.
And alhamdulillah, that is why this Hadith Sharif also I will, inshallah, will be blessed to quote the Hadith, very beautiful and famous Hadith Sharif, narrated by Hazrat Sahal ibn Sa'ad radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He says, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, that the Messenger of Allah, the Prophet of Allah ta'ala has said, مَنْ يَضْمَنُ لِي مَا بَيْنَ لِحْيَيْهِ وَمَا بَيْنَ رِجْلَيْهِ أَضْمَنُ لَهُ بِالْجَنَّةِ مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. This Hadith Sharif has been mentioned in Bukhari Sharif and Muslim Sharif. He said, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he who gives me the guarantee of safeguarding what is between his jaw bones. Jaw bones means tongue. Between his jaws, and what is between his thighs. Between two thighs, meaning that his private part. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you guarantee of safeguarding these things, I guarantee him of paradise.
This brings us to a very important point. You find, dear viewers of Madni channel, Amir al-Sunnat and Nigran al-Shura always talk about Kufl Madina of the mouth. They've been putting a Madni lock on your mouth.
Subhanallah.
The more we use this tongue, the more we lie, the more we do things. And something else Amir al-Sunnat has written about. He said that sometimes there are people who want to be the clown of a group. They want to make people laugh. So in order to make people laugh, sometimes they talk a lot of lies, and sometimes they make to backbite or insult people, criticize people. So again, this habit of saying that we make people laugh, they don't realize by making people laugh and getting involved in all these sinful things, they're actually bringing the status down. Because when you become a joke or a joker in a community or in a group, your status become lower and lower. Because people don't take you seriously because you're making people laugh all the time. So there's something else that we need to take care of. Somebody will phone and we don't want to talk to the person. Our children pick up the phone and we tell, please tell him I'm not here. So we, lying is a lie. It's a major sin. Now we are in front of our child saying, tell him I'm not here. And you got the phone here. And I tell, please tell him I'm not here. So what it means? We are telling our child, it's nothing wrong to lie. Because we know, we have heard in the series before, that parents are the first teacher of a child. Now, if we are lying, by example, we're telling them you can lie. Lying is okay.
Actually, I saw this in many places. Especially when a child is crying, and if the mother or father wants to keep the child silent for that time, they'll say, oh, look there. There's something there on the mountain. Oh, look at the bird there. Look at that animal there. Now the child, he stops crying immediately and he starts looking. Where's the animal? Where's the bird? Where's this? Where's that? And we basically trying to get him away from the crying, but we are lying. And lying is a guna. So this has also become a common practice now amongst the parents, amongst the family members. In order to silence the baby, instead of reciting some Durood-e-Pak upon the beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, instead of reciting some Zikrullah azza wa jal or some beautiful naat of the beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know, to try to make the child quiet, we say, oh, there's something on the mountain, there's a bird, there's an animal, there's, look at the big cow, look at the big tree. But nothing is there.
You know, that's why it's very imperative upon parents and the family in background, environment is very, very playing big role in bringing up children. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said in one Hadith Sharif, very famous Hadith Sharif, that every newborn baby who comes to this world, he is born on Islamic nature. He is born as a Muslim. You know, he is coming from the world of Arwah, and he is born as a Muslim. So who makes him as anything? Who reconditions the children and converts them into some other thing than other than Islamic nature? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, it is his parents, abawahu, يهودانه او يمجسانه او ينثرانه او كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Meaning of Hadith Sharif goes, the summary of meaning of Hadith Sharif is that it is his parents who convert him as a Christian, as a Jew, as a fire worshipper. Hadith Sharif goes till here, but from this you can understand many things.
Alhamdulillah, as our brother mentioned, there is one Hadith. It's in Abu Dawud, narrated by Abdullah bin Amir. He mentioned once, he was at home and our beloved Rasul was in his home. And his mother called him, Hazrat Abdullah bin Amir, mother called him and said, I will give you something. So beloved Rasul asked the mother afterwards, were you really going to give him something? She said, yes, I was going to give him dates. And he said, if you were not going to give him dates, you would have been a liar. So which tells us that even here our beloved Rasul was saying that, as our brother mentioned, sometimes a mother will call a child and say, come here, I'll give you something. And if you don't give, then you are a liar. So can you see how common it is? Or sometimes you make a person, and the child is crying, say that something is waiting outside the door.
So to make, boogeyman. This is a...
That's why, Huzur, it is said that you go to schools, you go to darlooms, you go to madrasas to study, to acquire or achieve knowledge. Those are formal educational places. But your informal educational place is none other than your house, your
family. Look at our beloved Sayyidina Abu Sipak radiallahu anhu. Pirani Pir.
Yes.
Russian Jameel Sayyidina Abu Sipak radiallahu
anhu. MashaAllah.
SubhanAllah Azza wa Jal, when his beloved Ammi Jan.
SubhanAllah.
Radiallahu ta'ala anha. When she sent our beloved Abu Sipak radiallahu anhu to study towards Baghdad Sharif.
For higher education.
Jee. And on his way, we know the famous narration, SubhanAllah Azza wa Jal. When the Dakus, when the so-called thieves, when they stopped the caravan, and when they stopped the caravan, they started taking out all the goods, whatever was useful for them. And then they came, they saw a young, handsome young man, and they asked him, oh young man, you got something to give us?
Yes.
He said, yes, I got something to give you. I got dinars, I got money, which is sewn inside my inner
40 dinars.
In my inner pockets. So they started to laugh at him. And they went around again, they came back again to him again, asked him, you got anything to give us? He mentioned the same thing again, until they took him and went to the chief of all the dakus, all the thieves, and he said that this youngster says he's got dinars. So chief asked him, really you got dinars? He said, yes. He said, show me. And he started opening up his clothes and he took out the dinars and he presented in front of the thieves. And after presenting in front of the thieves, all the thieves and also the master of all the thieves became amazed to see
that
such a young person is taking out his dinars. He could have hid it because we never trusted his. He never trusted his word because he was a young boy.
Mm-hmm.
And they asked him, young boy, what happened to you? Everybody gave this. Now why didn't you just keep quiet for a little while? A little more you kept quiet, you would have saved all this money.
Yes.
Why? He said, my Ammi Jan.
Subhanallah. Subhanallah.
My mother taught me one lesson. When I leave home, oh Abdul Qadir, radiallahu anhu, that when you're going on the journey, remember one thing, never ever speak a lie. Never ever speak a lie. And SubhanAllah Azza wa Jal, these so-called thieves, so-called dakus and all their companions, being impressed by this great personality, our Piran Peer, Roshan Zameer, Huzur Sayyidina Ghawse Pak radiallahu anhu, SubhanAllah Azza wa Jal, SubhanAllah Azza wa Jal,
SubhanAllah.
They all fell at the feet of our Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jalil.
SubhanAllah.
Viewers of Madni Channel, what a beautiful story. And we know the status of Huzur Ghawse Azam radiallahu anhu. And look at what a moral in the story. That by being truthful, how many people's lives he affected from darkness to light. So alhamdulillah, this is a lesson for us.
And alhamdulillah, we say proudly, Khuda ke fazl se, hum pe hai saaya Ghaus-e-Azam ka. Hame dono jahan mein hai sahara Ghaus-e-Azam ka. Inshallah, al-Aziz, through the wasila of Sayyidina Sarkar Ghaus-e-Azam, Allah Ta'ala give all Muslim houses, including all of us, inshallah, ability and power to refrain from this filth.
There's one narration that comes in mind. Actually, I just found this in front of me in this book, in Bukhari Sharif.
SubhanAllah.
Hazrat Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu narrates that the Messenger of Allah Azza wa Jalla, sallallahu ta'ala wa
sallam, says,
the person who narrates a dream, a khab, which he did not see.
Yes.
A person who narrates a dream, a khab, which he did not see, will be made to not two barley seeds together.
Allahu Akbar.
On the day of Qiyamah. Two barley seeds, small seeds.
Hmm.
He will be made to knot it together. He must knot it together.
Yes, yes.
And he will not be able to, will not be able to do this. The person who listens to the conversation of people, Beloved Rasulullah is saying,
yes.
The person who listens to conversation of the people who do not want him to listen,
private
talk. Akbar, he will have molten copper
Allah.
Poured inside his ears on the day of Qiyamah.
Allah.
The person who draws a picture of an animate object, human beings, animals, etc., shall be punished and compelled to bring to life, but he will not be able to do so on the day of Qiyamah. So these are some of the adab for those persons who lie, those persons who are, of course, the kind of them who listen to the conversations which he not supposed to listen, and of course those who draw pictures according to our Sharia, does not allow for them to draw animate pictures. So we see how serious this offense is, lying, which has become the order of the day.
So okay, there's some things that happen, and Amir al-Sunnat has mentioned in one of his risalas regarding lying. He said, very often you get people who apply for visa, especially in an outside country, and where they believe that as a Muslim, your chances of getting visa is very poor. So they put in the application, Ma'azallah, a non-believer, so that he can get a visa. Now this is lying, and this is such a serious lie that he can lose his iman and become a kafir. So therefore Amir Hussain said, whoever has done this, first they must make tawbah, and then they must re-enter the fold of Islam by reading the kalima again. Because many people do these things because just for the sake of earning money.
You know, there's one thing is coming to my mind,
Mashallah.
The worst lie.
Worst lie.
Beloved Rasul alayhi salatu salam, as I say in Umar radiallahu anhu narrates, that the Messenger of Allah azza wa jalla, wa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi sallam, has mentioned, the worst lie is for a person. The worst lie is for a person to claim to have seen something which he did not see. And you know what? This is the common practice today. Now, if you want to get away with something major, for example, a court case, or if you're involved in some criminal offense, now what is the easiest way? You be my witness, man.
Mm.
Please, you be my witness.
False witness.
Yeah, be my false witness. You know what, you'll be able to help me if I go to court case. You just have to mention your statement that you were there and you saw this. Mm. If you mention this, you 1, 2, 3, if you only have to mention your statement, give to the police officer this statement, in the court this statement, that you saw this and you were present with me. So you lie on my behalf, I'll be able to get away. But look at this, sickness. You lie here.
Yes, yes.
How much are you going to lie here? Because on the day of Qiyamah, when a person comes in the bargah of Rabb Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, he can lie how much he wants in the dunya, he can get away with the judges, he can get with the lawyers, he can get away with the police, he can even pay to get away from these type of personalities. But on the day of Qiyamah, when he comes in the court of the judge of all judges, what is going to be his condition? Where his own, not only those personalities who lied for him, will speak the truth, and will come on the day of Qiyamah and say, Ya Allah, we lied on his behalf, but the body parts on the day of Qiyamah will bear witness against his own self. Can you imagine our own hands saying, Ya Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, he did this, he did that.
And Alhamdulillah, what Haji Sahib, you mentioning now, it is said in very famous Surah Yasin Sharif. We recite every time in every beautiful occasions, and when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us tawfiq to read, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Al-yawma nakhtimu ala afwahihim wa tukallimuna aydihim wa tashahadu arjuluhum bima kanu yaksibun. On this day, day of judgment, Allah ta'ala says that I will seal off the mouths of people who will try to talk lies. And then their hands will be bearing witnesses, their legs will be bearing witnesses.
Okay, there's another common problem. You find people sometimes, especially muballigh, sometimes they're giving bayan, and they may have heard something from an alim, and they say this is hadith sharif. And maybe it's not hadith sharif. And it's mentioned, our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the person who relates a hadith and it's a lie, he must get ready to go into the fire of hell. So dear viewers of Madni Channel, you've heard about various things regarding lying. Lying is one of the trick of shaitan to trick us and make us leave the path of truth, the Sirat al-Mustaqim. As I said, a liar can be one of those people who die without iman. And imagine losing your iman because of lying and taking this sin lightly, and we will become the companion of shaitan on the day of Qiyamah. And remember, shaitan is our avowed enemy. And we should not let him control our tongue. Because if we practice what Amir al-Sunnah has mentioned over and over again on Madni channel, Kufla Madina of the mouth, if we practice on Madni Namat, if we travel in Madni Kafila, these are all avenues for us to understand our own weaknesses. And inshallah, in this way, we can become difficult for shaitan to handle. Because remember, 3/4 of the world do not believe in Allah Azza wa Jal. And what made them do that? They were misled by people through lies, who made them disobey the message of Allah Azza wa Jal through lies, who distorted the message of Allah. What Allah Azza wa Jal sent to guide them, they distorted the message through lies and misled 3/4 of the world. And alhamdulillah, 1/4 of the world are Muslims. And amongst the Muslims, we got 72 sects. And only one sect is right. And those sects also have been caused, they were, because of lying, people who are leaders of these sects, because of lies, they have misled them. So now we can see how lies have made a lot of people lose their iman. And shaitan is not stopping. He wants to take as many people to Jahannam through lies. And if we are not careful, and therefore we're saying, if we keep talking, this tongue has got no bones. It can slip very easily. And very easily and very quickly we can lie. And if we lie, then we must book our place in Jahannam with shaitan, because we are giving this valuable property of ours that belongs to us, we're giving this property to shaitan to control and run. So in order for us to be protected, we must learn about Kufla Madina of the mouth. Inshallah, as we mentioned, come join the mahol of Dawat Islami. This is the only movement where we are constantly reminded about correcting ourselves. Because we have a motto that I must strive to correct myself and the people of the whole world.
Inshallah.
And inshallah azza wa jal. So before I correct people of the world, I have to correct myself. Imagine if this tongue is used to lying. That means it's spitting out evil. It's spitting out darkness because of lies. So how can you expect the light, the pure message of Allah Azza wa Jal to come from this filthy tongue that is used to saying lies? So therefore, it's very, very important for us to understand that first we have to cleanse this tongue, cleanse this heart with truth and fight shaitan. So the only way we can do that is control this mouth. So the message that Amir al-Sunnah gives all the time, the Giran al-Shura and the Muballigh give all the time, let us inshallah make intention that from now onwards we will try and practice Kufla Madina of the tongue.
Kufla Madina
laga rahega.
Inshallah
Azza wa Jalla.
Kufla Madina
laga rahega.
Inshallah
Azza wa Jalla.
Kufla Madina
laga rahega.
Inshallah
Azza wa Jalla.
Subhanallah.
Masha Allah. Ameen bijahin Nabil Ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.